This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
I'm pretty sure I'm not the only Latino in the United States that's an actual American citizen or an immigrant for that case or matter that feels scared. I'm telling you, it could have been any one of us.
An unidentified young lady, a resident of El Paso, Texas, who attended a vigil at the site of one of two mass shootings which have stunned the United States and possibly much of the world. Beto O'Rourke, a presidential candidate for the Democratic nomination, once represented the El Paso district as a congressman.
We are not afraid. We're strong, we're confident, we're hopeful, we're courageous. And that's El Paso.
A somber U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to the nation on Monday. VOA's Jim Malone reports.
Trump also tried to address some of the more disturbing trends on display in the country in recent years.
In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. These sinister ideologies must be defeated. Hate has no place in America. Hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart, and devours the soul.
Several Democrats have condemned the president and his rhetoric in the wake of the mass shootings in the states of Texas and Ohio. In El Paso, Democratic Congresswoman Veronica Escobar said the toxic political environment can be a catalyst to violence.
There are deadly consequences to bigotry, racism, and hate. There are deadly consequences to dehumanizing our fellow human beings.
Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
North Korea launched a fresh round of projectiles early Tuesday. The launches came as North Korea's foreign ministry released a statement slamming joint U.S.-South Korean military drills. This is VOA News.